The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, everyone. It is Steven Schleicher. Thank you for downloading this episode of Critical Hit. I want to thank everyone who is a Major Spoilers VIP because you are the ones that are helping ensure that this show comes out week after week after week. Now, we're still in the off season, which means that there's still a lot of 5e stories to tell and something more coming soon. And I cannot wait until we see what Rodrigo comes back with when we get into the next full season of the main Critical Hit story. So thank you, VIP members, and if you want to find out more, head over to members.majorspoilers.com. I also want to say thank you to everyone who's using the comment section over at majorspoilers.com, the comment section for these posts. I really love seeing your feedback. I enjoy reading your ideas and thoughts about what's coming next. And you know what? Even if you don't like what's going on, that's okay. We still love you anyway. Don't worry about that. We have very thick skins when it comes to hard criticism. Although I would say when you do post a comment over at majorspoilers.com, especially in response to other people's comments, please keep it civil. That's what makes Major Spoilers unique compared to a lot of other forums and comment sections out there on the web. So keep those comments coming. We love reading them, whether you're doing it over at majorspoilers.com or you're sending an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. Thank you for all of that. And really, we've gotten some great emails over the last couple of weeks that just really touch all of us, whether it be your stories of how this particular show has helped you in some way or some of the benefits that you're getting out of listening to Critical Hit. We had one person write in the other day and said, I went to the gym, started listening to your podcast, and I work out every day, and it's because of the Major Spoilers podcast network of shows that he was able to lose 100 pounds over the last year. So congratulations to that, and keep listening. I think we've dubbed our network Major Spoilers, the soundtrack to your weight loss. So keep those coming, everybody. We really appreciate them. And here is your brand new episode of Critical Hit. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing this podcast with a friend. And, man, we got banged around and did some banging around last time.
On Critical Hit.
Come on, you guys.
Phrasing.
I'm sorry, I was taken aback by your verb choice.
Oh my god, I almost spit out my drink so hard.
Me both.
Oh my god, that could have been terrible.
That would have been amazing.
So we're back in town.
We're back in town.
After cleaning out the gnolls, or the goblins.
No, one gnolls. Of those two.
Goblins,
gnolls, same thing.
Yeah, really? No. We wouldn't have made it if it was gnolls.
No.
We barely goblins. Made it, despite the fact that it's goblins.
Barely, yeah. No.
And then
fine.
We brought some supplies back, we got paid. Some of these guys bought armor.
Yes.
The dwarf
some
bought
of us,
armor.
Some of us took a nap.
Armory armor.
And why did the dwarf buy armor?
Because I
can.
Exactly.
Hey, when we take an extended rest, do we get our hit dice back?
So, yes. At the end of a long rest, the character regains all lost hit points. The character also regains spent hit dice up to a number of dice equal to half the character's total number of them.
All right. So, you, at this point, having two hit dice, if you spent more than that, you will be at one hit die.
Yeah.
After
until
this
I take another extended rest.
Yep.
Which is really a disadvantage for low-level characters.
Oh, sure.
So, wait. Well,
it's now, kind of more of a disadvantage for higher level. You get less.
You can call me stupid if you want.
Okay.
What
stupid.
Do the hit dice do?
Okay.
No one knows.
Hit dice are like your healing surges.
Kind of, sort of.
So, okay. But they're healing surges that only you can spend.
Yes. And
so
Sometimes they're terrible because they are dice.
Yes.
At level 2, we should all have 2 hit dice.
Correct.
They can be used individually.
Correct. Yes.
In fact, they kind of have to be used. Yes. You could use them individually, or you could use them individually consecutively during the same rest. Does that make sense?
Got it. Yes. And okay. If I'm level 16, the right. same would apply. I'd have right. 16
you
hit
could,
dice.
You could use 1 hit die during a rest. You could use 3. You could use 8.
You could use all 16 if you needed to.
That's right.
And we physically roll the die, and that is the number of hit points we regain.
That is the number of hit points you recover.
Yes. Plus your taunt modifier, apparently.
Yes.
Which is awful. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to quit 5th edition now.
Are we done here?
I'm really trying not to be like, you know...
Down on it?
Yeah, in my day... Because I'm new to D&D, relatively.
Your day was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. So you know
what? I will loan you some of my day. You can have my day from 1982 to 1989, which means you now have an additional 7 years of experience that you can use for your hate face hit die, and you now have 7 additional hate face die for 5th edition.
And these are Matthew years of experience, so they're probably worth like a year and a half apiece.
That's true. I do use the Hebrew calendar.
All right.
But I'm hoping that people...
There's 14 months in that thing.
But I'm hoping just at least people listening to us, like, no matter... Even if we have, like, biases or something, people will be able... Some people might be listening going, that's great. I've always wanted to be able to roll, like, 30 die
right.
at the same time.
Then why are you playing Dungeons & Dragons?
I don't. They've been like, I've been waiting all this time for all my die to be chucked down into a mass, and
I hear third edition Exalted supposed to be coming out at some point in the not too distant future.
Yeah, they keep saying that though.
I know.
Distant future.
Yeah, I think I've been hearing that for a while.
Yeah 7 or 8 years.
For a couple of years.
Yeah, exactly. When was that Kickstarter finished?
Kickstarter?
A long time ago. And the Kickstarter is just for the deluxe edition.
Yes.
So right. And they still haven't finished writing the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, any time you transition into a new system, you hate it.
Mm.
I mean, this has happened many times for me, and it, you know, especially related to D&D, because D&D is so very process-related. You can hate a lot. I still hate 3rd edition. I mean, we're, what, 15 years down the line? I hate 3rd edition. If you say to me, do you like 3rd edition, I will rant for an hour and
Ooh,
a half.
Here's something that also makes hit die somewhat headbangingly frustrating. Each time you gain a level, you gain 1 additional hit die, right?
Right.
Roll that hit die, add your constitution modifier to the roll, and add the total to your hit point maximum.
Right. Rob rule that we're doing average instead of rolling,
if
right?
you look up your class.
Rob rule that we're doing average at the behest of his players.
Yes.
Right.
But that See, rule... That,
check out your class write-up.
Average is in the book. Yeah. Like, that is an option that they give you in the book. I don't even know... I don't know. I don't think... I think rolling for something that important is not a good idea.
Rolling for a level-dependent bonus, no.
Yeah, the whole time that I ran 3rd edition games and 3.5 games, I actually always gave my players maximum hit points because I've been that kind of dungeon master that throws that kind of monsters at them basically since the beginning.
Unless I was doing an Iron Man game where we were rolling everything, the stats and all that, then I could see rolling hit points, but...
They make an Iron Man role-playing game?
One of the DMs that I had...
He means like a Hell in a Cell type D&D game.
They make Hell in a Cell type D&D game?
You can run a Hell in a Cell type D&D game. I had a DM who would do rerolls for lower...
Sure.
Hit dice as
I've had Dungeon Masters like that. It's like, okay, we're going to do rolled stats, but you get rerolls. And then I'm just like, dude, what's the point? Just let us take the average.
Wait, I mean, like the first group I was really part of, that's how they... there we go.
Yeah. We rerolled ones and twos on hit dice, which made wizards a hell of a lot less squishy.
Okay, so at this point, everybody's pissed off. We're cranky.
Yay!
And we need to go find this dude because he owes us money. And there's something else going on.
I don't think that's the reason why. Find him?
It's not because he's our friend.
He's not our friend anymore. He owes me money, damn it.
Oh, does he?
We tried
inspiration.
To save him.
I fell down a dang cliff and almost We're died, bitter. And he wasn't even in the place where the goblins told us where he was.
That's totally his fault.
I just
fault.
Want to point out that it wasn't technically down a cliff. You almost fell up the cliff.
I fell down an escarpment.
That's right. Yes.
Which, as we learned last episode, are apartment buildings for snails.
Yeah.
Yes,
and you broke the Matthew.
Oh.
I love that.
Please tell
joke.
Me that there's a flail snail in the monster manual.
A flail snail?
Flail snail.
Do you think that French children get there's to
an
eat
old Dungeons and Dragons monster, which is a giant snail with flails for eye stalks?
Oh my god, that's amazing. I've never seen this.
It's one of those ridiculous ones, like the wolf in sheep's clothing, which was a tree trunk with a decoy bunny on it.
All right.
We go from skeletons to slods.
It'll be under
to specters.
F. Flail snail.
Oh, okay.
But we need to go find the dwarf.
Yes, we
Flails,
do.
Gundry,
Rock Seeker.
My Nine Inch Nails cover band.
So it's the morning of the next day.
All right.
The day after you guys raided the hideout.
I'm good with this.
I am too.
Is there anything else you guys want to do, or is it just, let's go find Cragmaw
Castle? Let's just go find this Cragmaw Castle, or whatever it is.
I mean, we spent a fair amount of time asking around about Cragmaw Castle during first session.
Right.
Did we get at least a general direction in which it is?
I believe so, yes.
Well, it was not the case we were explaining last time, like the under reaches of it or something like that.
Say what?
North?
No.
No.
Oh. The cave is not in the same location as the castle.
North of town is what my notes say.
I agree.
There, someone takes notes.
Let's head north.
Because the DM sure doesn't.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to roll some dice. I'm going to get a 20.
You guys are headed north.
Okay.
Let me figure out if anything is in the way other than woods.
We don't have random table encounters.
Well, he means terrain wise.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they bring back old things. It wouldn't surprise me if they brought
They almost certainly have random encounter tables.
They do in the
in 5th edition?
Yeah, dude. I mean, you read the other book, the adventure book. There was random encounters in that.
Oh, yeah.
In this edition, you can pick, but you can roll for personality traits for your character.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That sounds fun.
I actually like that those tables.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, last week when we were talking about Horde of the Dragon Queen. Yeah, episode one encounters, roll a d8. And depending on what you get, you could get kobolds, cultists, guards, town folk.
Yes.
Used car salesman. Skateboarders.
Jehovah's Witness.
Prostitute.
Snail. Better than the first edition DMG that had the random prostitute table.
Syphilis and then...
Well, no. It was just 100 different names for prostitute.
There's so many wilderness encounters.
Yes, I am serious.
What?
Harlot, strumpet, just all the things. Yeah.
Trollop,
yes.
I get it.
You guys know Cragmaw Castle is in the woods to the north.
Right.
And that Kellen Alderleaf suggested that a druid in the ruins of Thundertree might know a more specific location.
Ah, where's Thundertree located at?
Also north. Let me just a sec.
Oh, this place a geographical oddity, south everything.
Yeah, Thunder Tree is quite a ways to the north, but outside the woods. Whereas Cragmaw Castle, is in the woods to the north.
Somewhere. So it might be a good idea to go to this place.
Only vague directions to a castle. It's a castle. I would know...
Where a castle is held.
Because it's an old castle in disrepair. The woods have grown around it, and now it's full of goblins.
The woods weren't there when it was built.
It would be the biggest thing around, right?
So, the witch doesn't want you to find it.
That's a valid thing, but let me put it to you this way. in southern Mexico, they continually find pyramids. New giant pyramids that they didn't know were there. They'll just be walking down a stretch of jungle that nobody has walked down for a long time, and all of a sudden, there will be a pyramid there.
Okay, that is a jungle. We're talking about woods and a castle that
sequoias.
Must have been like inhabited, like not by like an ancient civilization. But yeah. I mean, like, there's still...
It was inhabited by the people of the previous edition who have now gone extinct all throughout Forgotten Realms.
Exactly.
It's Torque's castle!
Hey!
Oh.
What did I tell you?
It's too soon.
Do we know where this town is at?
Thunderball?
Yeah.
The ruins? Yeah.
No, I mean the town where this druid guy is at.
Torque gets a castle.
Thunder Tree, yeah.
Okay.
It's a ruin.
Oh.
He is located in the ruins of Thunder Tree.
Well, we probably ought to just go
there. Thunder Tree?
That's where this druid guy is who might know a better location.
Well, what is it?
It's a
really loud
former
tree.
City.
Okay, the former
city. The ruins of the city, Thunder Tree.
Thunder Tree isn't very, like, descriptive to me. That could be, like, sounds like a wrestler name or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Yep, Tiger Millionaire.
Thunder Tree.
Otterleaf suggested that the characters go to the ruined town of Thunder Tree and consult with the druid Rydoth, who might know the whereabouts of Cragmaw Castle, Wave Echo Cave, or both.
Ooh, the Wave Echo Cave, huh?
I think Wave Echo Cave is what Gundren
was found. Okay.
So, Gundren very much knows where Wave Echo Cave
is. Let's go to Thunder Tree.
Okay.
The ruins of Thunder Tree.
And how long is that going to take?
Approximately this edit.
One box, one hex equals 5 miles. Party travels 24 miles a day. Jesus.
Takes us 3 days to get there?
In 24 miles a day, and it's 60 miles, so 2 days.
2 days.
24 miles a day?
Yep, using the overland map, travel time, assume that the party travels 24 miles per day over a period of 10 hours. The characters must rest for 8 hours per day, with the remaining 6 hours consisting of making and breaking camp, preparing meals, and a little bit of foraging or hunting as the opportunity permits.
Ah, but because we get these extended rests, we also get our full hit dice back.
Do you now?
Well, let's figure out if we actually make it to our first full rest.
If you... That's 2 days if you go straight there along the edge of the woods.
Yeah, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can go to the high road.
I'm an extremely fat man. I can walk 24 miles in a day.
Will make it at least one more day.
Okay.
Well, we can skirt the woods.
Yeah.
All right.
We need one of those big sweeping passes where the heroes walk the countryside.
Yeah.
And then walk the countryside.
B-A-P-W. Yeah.
Walk the countryside.
Like a Ben-Hur going back to Judea.
I was thinking more like a... Or like a hobbit
Peter Jackson.
Crossing
yeah.
The,
Frodo taking the ring to Mount Doom sort of thing.
90% of that movie.
Yeah. Or that point in Young Guns where somebody runs in and just goes, "It's John Kinney!" And then like the next 10 minutes of the film with just them riding for no reason at all.
So, 2 days?
Yep, sounds like it.
All right.
Day number one.
Are we walking or do we have horses?
Do we have horses?
Do you have money to spend on horses?
Hmm.
Are there rideable horses in town?
Are there?
I'm going to say yes.
I don't know. Are there?
How much is the horse?
Is there a constabulary or whatever?
Oh, we
a stable?
We almost started playing.
There.
Sorry. I just wanted to know if we could get there faster.
Me too.
Well, would horses be a decent mode of transport through woods? Is the trails beaten enough?
Probably not.
No, not to Thunder Tree, and definitely not into the woods, which is part of the reason why Cragmaw Castle is hidden in the woods, because nobody goes into the woods.
It's not like someone moved the castle into the woods to hide it,
yes.
Right?
Elminster did.
Yes.
So the woods grew up around it. Over generations.
Yeah, no horses. I want my
hit die back. Okay, fine. No horse. I don't care.
Rob, you don't have to defend the game. You didn't write it. You're just
I know. I'm sorry, Rob. I'm not picking on you. I'm just an asshole. I don't know.
She's having her first experience of edition wars, guys. This is part of the Dungeons & Dragons experience. Let her relish her hatred.
I'm just mad at the writing, I guess. You can't just, like, make things up that don't make sense just because...
Are we ready just to try Dungeon
Jack
Wars?
Jack Kirby begs to differ.
I know. So does every All form right. of
Day the first.
All right. We're walking.
It's time to break camp.
Okay. We break camp.
So about how far do you think we are?
Probably halfway. About halfway there.
Halfway?
That's All right. what I said.
All right. Watches.
I'll take a watch.
Not human.
Dark vision. Oh, that's right. I'm not human.
Yeah, let's have not the human do the watch because of the whole.
Yeah,
because I can't see in the dark.
Yes.
I mean, hey, Aldous, I can't see in the dark.
Hey, Aldous, you get to sleep.
Yeah.
I'll also not take a watch.
Okay.
And I like... push my glasses up on my face.
I will take first.
I'll go second.
I got third.
All right. So, first watch. Yes. Go ahead and give me a perception.
Very well. Nice.
Hey. We all die.
There you are. 18.
Woo. The moon's pretty. Time to wake up, Malagog.
Hey, Malagog.
And everyone else.
Hey, I'm trying to sleep over here.
He's a big guy. I can't talk gotta anymore. Speak loudly or he won't hear you.
Now I too am awake.
That's totally how it works.
I'll also wake up and keep a watch with Malagog.
Alright.
What are you implying?
Go ahead and give me a perception, each of you.
I just want to... Niren just wants to hang out with Malagog.
Okay.
And talk That's if cool. you want.
Two! I'm having way too much fun talking to Niren.
Yeah, oh my God. Also rolled a two.
You!
We're having awesome. A great time!
I'll be like, hey, Malagog, what's your girlfriend's name again?
Plore. She's the most beautiful thing in the 10 worlds. Scritch, she's got green skin and ruby red eyes and big blue lips.
Aww.
She's a gorgeous, gorgeous thing.
Assuming we don't die by the end of the watch, we will have written a song for her.
Nothing happens.
Oh, okay.
Etude for floor.
You guys don't notice anything happen.
Sure.
We're watching. This is the problem. First edition characters are
They basically... don't notice the other characters being dragged off into the woods.
We'd eventually notice that you were, eaten by wolves.
How much gold do you have, Drenar?
Five?
Three.
What?
Final watch?
Me. C'est moi.
Go ahead and give me a perception.
I rolled critical perception.
A nat 20?
Yep.
You saw a whole lot of nothing happening.
Of course.
Yeah!
But you've got a song about Plore stuck in your head.
So you were rolling some die, Rob. She had to beat your number?
No. I'll explain.
Okay. I was just curious.
Well, I'll explain once we get to the castle.
Okay.
Because otherwise it's going to ruin some things.
All right.
Dang it,
explain Steve. After we're dead.
So, day two. What's your guys' marching order?
Last.
I'll go first.
Middle.
I'll go second. In case anything attacks and tries to eat us.
All right. Morning rolls by uneventfully.
Yeah.
Nice morning.
As does the afternoon.
Oh, nice afternoon.
This is while we're walking?
Yep.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do-do. Notice anything? These are plains or these are woods that we're walking through at this point?
You're walking on the plains next to the woods.
Okay. Anything interesting?
The occasional deer.
Hmm.
No.
Nothing closely Malagon will be.
Do we,
what kind of tree?
Do we need to catch that deer to eat it?
You can.
Do we want to?
Seems like an awful lot.
As read before, part of travel time or part of the travel time allowed was for hunting and or gathering.
Okay, cool.
Kill and eat the deer. Get it.
Murder deer.
Deer murdering. How do we do that?
It's like that part in Oregon Trail where you hunt buffalo.
I always had dysentery. I didn't know how that worked.
Oh.
That was why
how do
I
you get the deer?
How do I get the deer?
You're the one who asked.
Okay.
You're also the most likely deer getter.
I'll run at it and flush it out, and then you can shoot it.
Party superlatives.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll let him like try and chase it in a certain direction, and then shoot it in the heart.
Ah.
What?
Oh.
Oh, that was, shut
was
up.
Was that not a pun?
Heart, H-A-R-T,
right.
Oh, I get it.
Heart in the heart.
Yes.
And you're to blame. Okay.
I also chase this wolf and this ram.
Yes.
Okay.
So you guys have
what do I gotta do?
Venison for dinner.
Yum. This is good meat. Thank you.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Kind of gamey.
Here's what I have so far. Oh, Plore, you are firm like the floor, and your heart is strong like it's made out of ore.
That has a ring. We definitely need to reference the beauty of her skin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your skin is so green that it strikes to my core. Oh, Plore.
There we go. Beautiful. Wow. A lovely, lovely etude.
I cannot wait now to hear the second verse.
We'll get to that.
Yes. Okay. In the meantime, tired. Good night.
All right. Who wants to do watches this time?
First again.
Does Aldous have a pipe?
I have a pipe.
Okay. No, for some reason I was thinking Aldous has a pipe, but I may actually be thinking of...
No.
A cartoon.
This time I'll take a watch with
Drenar.
I'll take second watch.
And I'll take third, apparently.
All right, perceptions from you two.
You're very distracting.
But I rolled a 20.
Oh, six.
Which means I got a 20. Oh,
okay.
It's because he's a jack of all trades.
That's right. That's right.
Otherwise, it would have been the 19. Uneventful. Figure out what song about this companion you can write.
Actually, I'm probably interested in his spell book, if he'll let me look at it.
Okay, I suppose.
But I don't get anything because I was actually good at looking around. So I was like, look, flipping to the spellbook, and it's like, oh, this is really interesting. What's that? Oh, it's nothing. Also, I'm sure it's in Dwarven, which I can't read.
Pretty sure that's a long-eared surface rat.
Oh.
What exactly is the difference between a surface rat and a rat?
Longer ears.
A long-eared surface rat. They don't have long ear rats.
They hop around more.
Right.
See, rats are rats. A long-eared surface rat is a rabbit that doesn't go down where the dwarves live.
It's like a hornless riding goat. Come on.
Yes. Exactly.
Someone mentioned hornless riding goats.
It's like a three-legged deer with the extra leg.
All right. Watch two.
That's me.
Perception.
So. 17.
Again, a lot of nothing happening.
A whole lot of nothing going on.
Your watch is over. Time to wake up Malagog.
Hey, Malagog.
Yes.
time for you to do a watch. I'll hang out with you because I don't need to sleep.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, we're watching. I find it somewhat entertaining.
Perception that from each of you, then?
Oh, sure.
One.
That's not my job.
I suck. Malagog can't see crap.
18.
It's too busy thinking
it's
about
it. It's a good thing she stayed awake, then.
Yes. Malagog may actually need glasses, because...
All right. So, another uneventful night.
Wait, why is it a good thing she stayed up if nothing happened?
Dun, dun, dun.
Good question.
That is a good question. So you guys can see the town.
Not a question we're going to answer, apparently.
No
question. Hey, we found that town.
Thunderhead.
Thunder
Tree.
Thunder Tree.
Doesn't make any sense. Tree can't be made out of thunder.
Well, it could, I suppose, theoretically.
Well,
no,
maybe
it was actually named for a battle where the last thing standing was a tree, and people would take refuge under the tree when it would rain, and they named it the Thunder Tree.
You lying to me?
Because lightning woods, of course, is north and east of here. No, this is all true, as far as you know.
All right.
Near the place where the Neverwinter River emerges from Neverwinter Wood stands the abandoned village of Thunder Tree. Once this was a prosperous community on the outskirts of the forest, wealthy from the work of its woodcutters and trappers. 30 years ago, the eruption of Mount Hotenow?
How's it spelled?
Hotenow?
I'd say Hotenow, or Hootenanny.
I was going to go Hotenow.
Hottie now.
Yeah. No, don't do hottie now. There's too many jokes.
It's a volcano.
Hot enough.
It's a volcano.
It's hot
Mount
now.
Hot. Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Mount hotter now.
I tried to stop it, and Rob...
Hotter
no, it's hot and ow.
Yeah.
Hot and ow.
Yes. The...
Can I at least get points for trying to stop the reference?
Yes.
Okay, if this was Rodrigo's game...
Only karmically...
That's true. I'll shut up now.
30 years ago, the eruption of Mount Hotenow to the north devastated Thunder Tree. In the wake of the natural disaster, a plague of strange zombies swept over the area, killing or driving off those
who
survived the eruption. Most of the zombies have long since crumbled to dust.
Like, oh, there was a natural disaster. But the natural disaster is zombies.
Yeah. Don't all volcanoes erupt with zombies? Come on.
Yes.
It's what happens if you take their lava rock for your own personal gain.
Most of the zombies have long since crumbled to dust. Magic still permeates the area and has mutated the local vegetation in new and dangerous forms.
Oh, this was a really helpful plaque we just found.
Mm. Yeah. Apparently.
I believe it's a historical site if you read down here.
Yeah.
It shows us we're just off the town of Romero.
Let's see. There's a big mural showing...
So, as you approach Thunder Tree, gradually the trail becomes an old, overgrown lane winding between dilapidated buildings choked in vines and brush. Ahead of you, in the middle of the settlements, rises a steep hill upon which stands a stone tower with a partially collapsed roof and an adjoining cottage. A dirt road hugs the base of the hill and wends its way between old stone houses, many of which are roofless ruins with interiors open to the weather. Other buildings appear more or less intact. The whole place is eerily silent. A wooden sign is nailed to a post nearby. It reads, "Danger, plant monsters and zombies. Turn back now."
What?
Is that what it really says?
Dang.
Yes. Wow. Danger.
Wait. I'm taking that sign.
That's the coolest thing ever.
Where's the comma here? Is it like plants, monsters, and zombies? Or is it plant monsters?
Plant monsters.
It's
and
danger,
zombies.
Exclamation point. Plant monsters and zombies. Exclamation point. Turn back
okay,
now.
So
exclamation point.
Plant describes monsters.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
I mean, technically, there's no Oxford comma, so they could be plant monsters and plant zombies.
Yes.
Yeah.
True.
But either way, they sound dangerous.
Because Oxford
zombies.
Doesn't exist in this
When did
world?
We get to Ravnica?
Wouldn't that be redundant, though?
What?
Plant zombies and plant monsters?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why they only...
I didn't even bring my zombie and monster
well,
suits.
I
can't plant anything.
Isn't a plant zombie a plant monster?
Oh, well, maybe they were being both inclusive and exclusive.
Okay.
It could be that they're feeling, you know, a little bit existential.
30 years ago, people were much dumber back then.
That's true.
Zombies are not monsters. Zombies are just your friends come back to eat.
I mean, hell, they used to think you were psionic back then.
No.
It's true.
I like this place.
Well, here's the thing. We're here for directions, which seems like a lot of work to wade through monsters and zombies.
Yeah.
I say we make our way to that shack up there.
Why is a person living here if it's, like, got monsters and zombies all
maybe
over?
Maybe he is
I mean,
plant monster and or zombie.
I would live here.
Or maybe he just hung up the sign so people would leave him alone.
Oh.
That's,
man, that is
that's
so smart.
I remember that one time where we hung up the sign at our island, said, "Danger, Plague Island." Hmm. No one came near us for months.
Well, nobody really wanted to play with the guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, yeah, let's go up there.
All right. I'm going to keep that watch for plant zombies and mombies.
Have you guys ever, like, hung out with zombies before?
I have some experience with zombies.
I don't think technically they were zombies.
Hmm? Well, one time we met a bunch of undead guys after this big battle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts.
No. I mean, I'd say probably, yes.
I went someplace where they just had heads. Like, they had... They just kept the heads of their ancestors, and they would still talk. But I don't think they were technically zombies. I think they were something else.
Where was this? Head-talking man.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Hmm. Weird.
Are you making this up?
Are you asking me in character or out of character?
In
character.
Oh, okay. No.
He's like looking at him really intently right now.
No. That's actually where I learned that protection spell.
Hmm.
I have heard of this place.
Yep, it's from their ashes.
That's awesome.
All right. Are you guys going into town, or
I think we're going over to that shack. Does that mean we're
trying
have to,
walk to make
through
our
town?
Way to yeah. that?
Let's
zombie shack.
Does Veska have like a choppy type weapon, or is y'all just
yeah,
arrowy?
She's got a short sword.
Oh yeah, awesome. So you can clear some vines.
I mean, I can.
I think we all have some sort of slashy weapon, don't we?
Don't you have like
I got a little hatchet
know,
axe? I can hatchet away.
I got
stuff.
An axe. Yeah.
Yeah, but you she's gotta... a but you're up front. That's
true.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You are a leader.
But you got that fire thing. That's also cool.
That fire.
Insane.
Oh, that fire thing is mostly just for show.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Okay. Cool. All right, she's going to hack at some vines if they're obstructing our way to get to the shack that we so desperately need to get to.
There's a number of buildings that could be described as shacks. like
the one with the smoke coming out of the top.
There isn't one.
The one with the light on in the window.
There isn't one.
We are giving,
the one where the door
this guy doesn't
to be
exist.
In-
we were sent on the a wild
one,
goose
the
chase.
The one with the welcome mat.
There isn't
oh,
one. There's some buildings
there
that are more dilapidated than others. There's some buildings that are less dilapidated than others.
That's what I wanted to ask. Do like zombies have like hearing or what? Can they hear stuff?
Yeah.
What do I know about zombies?
Give me a knowledge check.
Rob, why did you say, of course zombies can hear things? Like, what was that response?
What like, is that, like religion? Yeah.
I believe so.
9.
All right. Let me find out if this actually gets you anything. What this sort of thing gets you. Where's the
I'm sorry, I don't know anything, and then I ask a million questions. We're never going to get to that any facts.
Well, he looks out, or, you know, while we're figuring this out, I will look at Drenna and I was like, oh,
yes.
I figured it out. So they could say plant monsters and zombies and have it be plant monsters and plant zombies because how are you with enchantments?
Okay.
Because you would need a different spell to affect a zombie than you would a monster because of the humanoid component.
Or also possibly the undead component.
Yes. So possibly somebody who is actually very knowledgeable did that.
Okay, then.
Like, if there were also, like, plant unicorns, they would have said plant zombies, monsters, and magical beasts.
Wow.
Good to know.
That's kind of what you get out of your knowledge check.
I say that.
Is that a... No. Zombies are affected differently by magic.
Okay, cool. The reason I'm asking, I'm like, if zombies can't hear very well, or if like they're sleeping right now, like in the ground, then can't we just like yell?
Call out? I mean, we could, and as long as we stay in the open, even if we get attacked by something. I mean, yeah. We don't know what we're going into.
Yes.
If we can actually get somebody's attention now.
Yeah. I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
Hello.
Okay, cool. That's good that you're yelling.
All right. Let me find out what's going on near you guys.
Party over here.
If I may, before stuff happens, I'll put my hands on my mouth and be like, hello, hello, hello! But it would be, like, super loud. Like, magically loud, because I can do that, apparently.
Apparently.
Thaumaturgy.
Okay.
Yep, voice booms up to 3 times as loud as normal.
What's it called?
Right.
What's it called?
Oh, it's my thaumaturgy thing. Okay.
Which you think is a racial...
Yep, it's my tiefling power, which is basically list of weird things I can do.
You just do that with your hands?
Yeah, here, talk into it.
Talks into his hands. Like,
it doesn't work. Oh, I'm...
What?
Oh, I think I... Sorry, I was holding it wrong. Okay, try it.
Okay. Hello?
Nope. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Are you messing with me, man?
Maybe.
Okay. I'm going to need initiatives from people.
Okay.
Aldous. Your initiative.
8.
Woohoo! Hey,
thank goodness I'm rested from my 2 good night sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Drenar.
8.
I hate you both.
Hey, so now what do we have to do? Compare our dexterity or something?
You win.
3.
Since 16. I rolled a 7, 16, that means you win. I know you rolled a 5, so.
Neron?
22.
Veska?
20.
Malagog?
Frickin' 19.
You rolled a nat 20, didn't you?
Yeah, shut up.
Oh. Hey, it's okay.
That's wonderful.
Oh, I love life.
Yeah, well, life says you're a plot.
This is what Rob is thankful for.
Hey, do you know where the rules are for giving advantage to someone? Yeah,
it's called assistance.
It's in the combat section under actions.
When you take the help action, the creature you aid gains advantage on the next ability check it makes to perform the task you are helping with. Alternatively, you can aid a friendly creature in attacking a creature within 5 feet of you.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I did it correctly the last time, because skill advantage or skill help and attack help work differently. It's like one of them. Well, with skill stuff, it's like I put the advantage on you.
Mm.
With attack, I distract the monster. So the monster has that floating advantage. So anyone, like the next attack against that monster...
Fair enough.
...is going to be on that. So
that's
when I read when I read the skill advantage, I was like, oh, I did that wrong. Like if I wanted,
whoever, Aldous, to be able to hit that monster, I should have given him the advantage to hit the monster. But that's not how it works.
Yeah.
It works two different ways.
So, 1 through 5 is group 1, which I will call the twigs. Which I'll explain why in a moment. 6 through 9 is group 3, which we'll call the blights. And the group 2 is the critters, which are the other things, which we need to name.
Let's see.
Flyy, Reddy, Tolly, and Shorty.
Which ones? Okay. The harpy has...
Yeah, there's a harpy.
Uh-huh.
There's a bug monster.
Like harpy, lady.
Lady.
Yeah.
Harpy, chicky, grouchy, and zappy.
Knifey. Impy.
And silver.
And silver, sure.
And lizard monkey.
Yes.
Inky, Pinky, Blinky, and Clyde.
Rob, don't.
Or
don't.
Sue.
All right, so as your yell echoes throughout the city, you start seeing shrubs shake and kind of lurch towards you.
Oh no.
They're spreading from all three of the buildings that you can see right there. Well, that at least Veska can see. You guys, most of you guys can see two of the buildings. Veska can see all three.
Are they clearly hostile?
They are most likely hostile.
Oh, okay.
Or hungry.
Incoming tumbleweeds!
I see some, like, most likely hostile things over there, man.
Alright. So, first up is Neron.
No.
Who dropped a die.
Oh.
How did Brian drop a die?
I dropped a die.
Yeah.
It's mine now.
Let's see.
I got a bad feeling about this.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm gonna come over here. And then, use Thunder Wave.
Thunder Wave.
Okay, so here's how this goes. I need to figure out how to do a 15-foot cube.
Okay. 1, 2, 3 back, 3 wide.
Yeah, so you can center it on 7, basically.
Oh, okay.
Get all those jerks in there in the doorway.
Okay, I'll do that. So they need to do a constitution saving throw.
You might I was going to say, maybe for future reference, just have it like a bam. Just say that's effectively a cube in addition to being a blast or whatever it is.
Sounds good. Either way, he can get them all. So, we'll just go ahead and do them. Sword Lady, what's your save?
I don't know.
Should be at the top of the spell sheet.
Yeah.
Top of the spell sheet. 13.
Okay, yeah. First one saves.
Okay.
Is it half damage if they save? Or?
Yes.
Okay, do you want to roll damage?
Sure.
So I can map this out as we go. As we go.
Well, that's unfortunate. let's see. So that's just going to be 2 damage.
Yay.
Right.
So they're either taking 2 damage or 1 damage.
Wow. She's down 1.
Wow.
Yeah, that was for crap.
Impy.
That was a first saves. Level spell, too, wasn't it?
Yep.
7. Doesn't save, so he's taken 2 damage. 8. Doesn't save, she's taken 2 damage. And 9. Saves. So 1 damage. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Actually, yes. I'm going to yell out, get in here, Aldous, and give him some bardic inspiration as a bonus action.
Yay, and what does that give me?
You get to roll a d6 on a d20 roll.
Okay.
Sometime within the next 100 turns.
Okay.
Don't use them all in one place. All
right.
Remember that. You've got 100 turns.
Count them down.
So basically the end of this episode.
Yeah. Actually, it might be longer than that because combat tends to not go very long.
I don't know. There's a lot of monsters here.
All right. There's no secondary effect on Thunderwave?
Oh, yeah, there is. Sorry. Let's see. On a failed save, takes 2d8 thunder damage and is pushed 10 feet away from you.
Two squares.
On a successful save, they take half damage and aren't pushed.
So 7 and 8 were
pushed back.
Pushed.
Okay. So I'll push doot. And doot.
All right. Veska.
Clearly, I didn't quite read that right from your book.
I'm sorry. But I will try to transcribe it better for you later.
Okay. Veska, point at me, please. Okay. Who is the closest, like...
Four. Yes. Harpy is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you've got them basically
several
five.
Things at 5.
1, 2, 3, 4. Technically, this lady's at 4.
Is there any penalty for firing into melee?
Is each square 5 feet?
Yeah. Yep. You should have range on basically everything that you can actually see.
I do.
Why are we using hex again?
That's a good opportunity. Okay. Try something different.
Because it's easier for most of the shaped spells.
Okay.
When it says creatures within 5 feet of it, does that mean standing right next to it?
Adjacent to it, yes.
Adjacent. Okay. So those lines, like, that doesn't... Does that block my sight, line of sight at all?
Those are walls, no. Two buildings.
How did he shoot those things? Or hit those things?
Walked up to them?
Yeah, this is open right here. There's a wall here, but this wall is actually open.
Okay. Move me so that I have line of sight to that cluster of guys in there.
Done.
Yeah, actually you do.
You have line of sight straight through here.
Perfect.
We probably want to check cover rules on enemies. Providing cover to your ally. There.
Yes, allies. Providing cover to allies.
Yes.
And you got the book.
I have
it. Well, you look it up too.
He doesn't have a book. Oh. You took it.
Hey, this
look
is my book.
Mind.
That's the one he was using.
Siri.
No.
In,
this is literally my
D&D
book.
D&D 5th edition. Can you give me the rules on coverage for enemies?
Well, wasn't that the one he was looking up earlier while Steven was looking at that one?
Probably.
So yeah, you took the one he was looking at.
Yes, I took his book that he took back.
That's right.
What's that book?
That is the second adventure book in the Tyranny of Dragons storyline.
So do these things have cover, and if so, what kind of cover do they have?
Another creature would grant half cover.
Half cover?
Wow, so does that mean if there's two creatures in between that would be
plus two bonus AC and to dexterity saves, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
If a target is behind multiple sources of cover, only the most protective applies. If a target is behind a creature that gives half cover and a tree trunk that gives... Yeah, they're small...
Okay, if I wanted to hit number 9.
Number 9?
Yeah.
Does it have cover?
Yes.
Yay.
Okay, sure, let's try it. Let's try this.
I've finally cleaned up all the crap off my computer.
first, she's going to use a bonus action to cast Hail of Thorns.
Okay.
Which means she takes out an arrow and whispers something to it, and before she shoots it, which is a, what's it called, a normal action?
Action?
Standard, yeah.
Action. Yeah, it's just called your action.
My action to shoot this thing action. At number 9.
Good luck.
That's 18.
Hits.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yes.
So damage.
Damage. First, let me do the regular damage for this, and okay. Then I'll tell you about my awesome spell that I just did. that's 10 piercing damage. Now, because she did it with her awesome Hail of Thorns thing, in addition to the normal effect of the attack, that target of the attack and each creature within 5 feet of it must make a dexterity saving throw. A creature takes 1d10 piercing damage on a failed save or half as much damage on a successful one.
Okay, roll damage.
5.
Alright. First one, saves and dies. Second one, saves and dies. So what happened there?
The arrow that she shot, she reaches her hand out to it once it hits her target and pulls back. She's not pulling on anything, just a gesture. And the arrow in whoever she's hits. Who did she hit? I'm sorry. I number hit a nine. Number 9.
A shrub.
She, the arrow in the shrub explodes and hits the other things around it.
As does the shrub.
In a hail of thorns.
As does the shrub. Because the arrow took out the shrub.
Yeah.
And then the other two went in the splash damage.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Yay, not sucking.
Yay.
That's my turn.
It's funny how we suddenly don't.
All right. So, Malagog.
I don't know. I rolled 2 ones on 2d8 just now.
That's true.
That's all right.
It was the regal week. I met Adriana.
Right.
You got a nice face. You don't got to shoot things and things well.
That's true.
You're pretty computer scientist, Barbie. I'm going to rush at the harpy.
Yeah.
And kill it with my mighty hammer. In my two-handed stance, what I like to call the stance of the two-handed orc with a hammer.
Elegant.
Clever.
Yeah, I thought that was a critical one.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
You missed.
I rolled a 1.
Sad times.
It says here if I roll a melee crit, I can roll for damage extra time. 1 is a crit, right?
No, it's an epic.
Crap.
Something like that.
That's what I get for taunting Rodrigo.
Yes, that is.
It's okay. It's okay.
Anything
just
else?
Ran in like the wrong direction.
How many of these things are still active?
1, 2, 3, 4,
at least 12.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Good hustle.
We've had a long rest. I can use my action surge and do an action.
True.
But is it worth
There's a ton of monsters, and all you really have available to you is that.
Yeah.
So you're probably gonna use it at some point in this fight.
Yep.
You might as well wait till they swarm us.
Might as well. I'm sorry. No. I thought I was making the point that he might as well use it now.
That's the point.
No, okay. All right. All right. As long as we're agreed on that. All right. Thank you, Dr. Bergdahl. All right.
I'm going to utilize my action surge, thanks to Rodrigo's well-placed semantic argument. Talk. And I'm going to roll another... I hate 5th edition. Another one.
It's okay.
No, it's okay.
I mean, characters like their 4th edition things, right. But with subtle differences.
Right.
Such as Matthew's dice being turned upside down.
Right.
I was going to say, is that really the addition's fault?
We found the other quarter of the orc, and it turns out it's the quarter that sucks.
Oh, no. Oh.
I just rolled 2 ones, and I quit.
Rodrigo rolled 2 ones.
I did.
On D8s.
But I had a much higher chance of rolling a 1.
Well,
all right.
So, it's okay.
Okay, so...
3 dudes, we're still even.
That is... Okay, thank you for picking up my slack.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here for you.
No, not exactly. Okay. That is the end of my turn.
All right. Twig's turn. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
What do those guys look like?
They're all just shrubs, mangled and deathy.
Help us. Kill us.
Do they have
us now?
Mulch. Mulch.
One of them comes up and reaches out with little scrabbly claws.
It's doing a little dance.
They're trying to talk to us.
Talk, eat, wait. Same thing, right?
Yeah.
And attacks Veska.
No, that's me.
That is you. Does a 21 hit?
Yeah, 21 hits. Man.
Take.
She's not expecting plant monsters.
The sign said plant monsters.
She didn't understand. You can't read.
What is Veska high? Is that what...
She's always high. What?
Take
how
four
much
piercing damage?
Damage.
She how was much? Expecting
four.
A burning bush.
Four. All right.
That explains
I'm
a
no
lot.
God.
What does hit point maximum mean?
That's the maximum number of hit points.
Yeah.
Why is it phrased weirdly?
Welcome to 5th edition.
Okay.
I don't think
Do
that
I need to read the hit dice?
The word maximum just threw me off. I can't handle it.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, look at that one.
No. This is my nightmare. Is a bunch of shrubs.
Little baby
trying to
attack
you.
This is your nightmare?
Think about it.
I assume a 6 misses you.
Yeah, it's so freaked out. No.
All right.
Bad herbs.
After the twigs is Drenar.
Okay. After what?
The twigs is Drenar.
He should be before me.
Whatever.
We rolled the same. He's definitely got a better
shut your face hole
text than me.
Aww.
All right, after the twigs is Aldous.
Okay.
So Aldous is going to scoot over here. Pop the harpy in the...
Harp?
The yep. Harp. Right in the harp.
In the chlorophyll?
Right in the stamen.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey man, where's my
Sure. No, that's a good one.
Oh, there we go. Oh, yes.
Or not.
That is a that's a 7.
That's a miss.
All right. Well, I'm going to do that same thing again as my bonus.
Okay.
Yes. That would be a 10.
That's still a miss.
Wait.
Oh.
But I'm going to throw in my D6. Roll a 6.
That's a hit.
Good job.
4. Teamwork.
What am I?
Everybody's friends.
You
one
have D6. A bard.
9 damage. And that's the end of my turn.
All right.
Now, Drenar.
And I don't suppose anyone's wearing any kind of armor, are they?
All these shrubs?
Yes. I am.
Totally. He means the enemies.
Okay.
Oh. They're all wearing leather.
All wearing leather.
Leather natural what? Armors.
They're metal armors.
Trees are wearing leather armor?
No.
No. Natural bark
armor. I'm mocking Brian because he asked the silly question.
I'm just trying, man. I want my advantage.
Be careful when you mock people. We will take you literally.
Okay. Instead, I'll just like move up here-ish. Yeah. I'll just use a poison spray, maybe. Don't want to... Yeah, poison spray. So make a contact check.
What's the damage on it?
1d12.
Okay, roll your damage.
11.
Okay.
Do you have anything that adds on to that, or is it just straight?
Nope.
4. Saves. And dies.
That one's not half, is it?
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's a cantrip.
Okay, so it's all or nothing?
Yes.
Okay. 4 saves. What's your save?
It just hits one
critter. Oh, it just hits one critter? Okay.
Yeah, it's a cantrip.
It's a spray.
That will be my turn.
Okay. Critters! Oh, poor Rodrigo. Poor Neron. Lady attacks Neron. 20.
Yep.
Take 4 damage. Mm-hmm. Impy. Attacks. 4. 21.
Yeah, that'll hit.
4 damage.
One, two, three, four.
Veska.
Hello.
Does a 5 hit?
Like my armor class?
No. Yes. Yes, your armor class.
No.
One, two, three, four.
No, plant.
Neron.
Not how the world works.
Ow. 21.
Yep.
5 damage.
Ow.
Max damage.
Max damage. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun. They're done.
Yay.
And then the blights move.
Yay.
Which is number 6. Top of the order. Neron.
All right.
You've suddenly become surrounded.
Apparently.
Not exactly surrounded.
I need to study these spells a little better.
Ganged up upon.
Let's see. I am going to use my action to cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
So I'm going to regain 10 hit points.
Yay!
So that makes me a lot less dead. And then, as a bonus action, let me just mark that I used another first level spell. Then as a bonus action, I am going to continue. Like, I'll just point at these guys really hard and look at Malagog and be like, you should get these guys. And give him a bardic inspiration.
Bardic inspiration.
And that's my turn.
Okay. All right.
Because I'm pretty sure no matter if I tried to move, I would get opportunity'd.
Yes, you would. Veska!
Hello again.
Do you mind stepping back a bit?
Okay, back when I was Trell, I could switch weapons really easily. Can I still do that, or what?
Switching weapons, I believe, is part of your move now.
Yeah. So, pretty easy.
I don't need to move. Fine.
Well, is that just pulling out? I don't know.
Either way, if she has a one-handed weapon and she's still holding her bow, she can do that.
True.
It shouldn't be an issue. All
right, she's going to draw her short sword and try and put it into the face of number 5.
Okay.
5 shrub.
Okay. Doesn't really have a face.
Shrub face.
Shrub face. She sees a face.
Yeah, she's definitely seeing a face in there.
Okay.
A little like happy this. Face. I need a sword in it.
Yeah. No, it's probably something with googly eyes.
Two googly eyes.
See, 14? Totally has a face. 14?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Yay.
Sweet. Oh, this is a different dice. Hold on. That was cocked. Oh. Yeah. Hold on a second. Oh, it's the same number. Okay. 9 piercing damage.
Dead. Nice.
Good job.
Sweet.
Anything else?
All right. That's all I can do.
Malagog.
Hello. I am Malagog. What's behind me?
Me.
Nothing. Aldous.
Don't kill Aldous. All right. What can I kill?
All those other things that are
there's,
not us.
There's things trying to eat Neron, and there's things trying to eat Veska. And possibly Dranar.
Your figure does look like Aldous is like leaning away as you like almost put your weapon in his face. It looks like he's like, no, I'm back here.
No. All right, I see Veska. Where's Dranar?
The dude next to Veska.
Yes, I am.
The yeller feller.
Yeller feller.
He's the yeller feller.
And where's Neron?
Don't worry about me, man. I got
this. He's the
this.
Red feller.
Neron seems to be surrounded by Schmendricks.
He is.
Yeah, save him. He's got glasses
on. I'm going to crush some Schmendricks on Neron. Threw a song for my girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right. How far am I from the Schmendricks?
10 feet or 15.
I'm going to whip my hammer around my head and race at them, screaming something incoherent. And I'm going to get the one that looks like he's got nunchucks.
Oh, the little dude? No.
No, the other one.
Oh, that one.
That schmuck.
Okay.
My blessing helps.
They have more slide on
it. It's a 3.
My blessing helps.
Which totals out to...
3.
8. No,
eight.
That's
eight.
My attack.
You have Bardic Inspiration.
Roll a d6.
I have a plus
a
5, so I have an 8. If I use my... The max I could get would be a 14. Will a 14 hit?
Yes, yeah. A 14 has hit before.
Okay, so let's see. I use my Bardic Inspiration. I get a 5. I rolled 13 to hit.
The hits?
Yay!
So, wow, damage.
I just totally did a rob.
Whoa.
All right, well, damage. One-handed Warhammer is 1d8 plus 3. 7 points of damage.
Crushed.
Did I squat him like a penguin?
You
or a pumpkin?
Turned him into a pile of leaves?
Okay.
Gives him dead.
Does that help our bardic pal not to be eaten?
That helps bit. Him to have less things eating at him.
Okay, cool.
Are you done?
Apparently. Wow, okay. It sucks to be a fighter in 5e. Yes.
Kind of sucks to be everything.
Yeah, everybody sucks.
Twigs!
This
one,
game.
1, 2, 3, 4. Aww.
It's okay. As long as everybody sucks, it's all right.
And the problem is, Rob's rolls are just fine.
It's just that this is a tough world. And
Four is going to try and eat
Veska. Helping out.
I know, right?
There's just us babies wandering around.
I feel like this is like the mirror universe.
I assume a 12 misses Veska.
Yes.
It does.
Okay.
She's like, whatever. Shrub. Dude.
She's so over that shrub.
Aldous.
Yeah.
All right. Aldous is going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can I do that without doing an opportunity attack?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that.
So you never leave a threatened.
And I'm going to attack Impy with my hand axe.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And I
hit. Wow, nat 20.
For max damage.
You seem to be the one getting all those.
Yeah, boy.
What are you talking about? Rodrigo's had like 3 tonight.
Yeah, just not in combat. I mean, unless you count initiative.
All right, I think so
there's
I gotta
a
roll.
Chance that Aldous is our MVP.
What's the critical hit again? God dang it.
It's yeah, you're
double damage dice. He's dead.
Twice as many damage dice.
And
You roll the square root of 14.
I'm going to use one of my...
So, how do I withdraw?
Hang on. He's not done
yet. I'm going to use one of my key points, and you use Flurry of Blows first against the little guy.
Okay.
This is an unarmed attack.
Wow. And
it hits for...
That might
D4.
Solve my problem.
For 5 damage.
Yay!
Then I'm going to punch 4 in the face. For 16.
Hits.
For 7 damage.
Wow.
My turn is done.
All right.
I'm glad we're hanging out with that guy.
Yeah, boy.
Strike it up, no rolls in this game. Did I make that joke already? I think like I did.
It sounds like an obvious joke, but it all was bad.
Maybe I did it in the first session, which we recorded like 2 months ago.
True.
I don't think you've actually made that joke. I think you brushed up against it a time or two.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, that'll work, I think.
So I assume you're done?
I am done, yes.
So, Drenna.
Are there really no rolls in this game, though?
I'm not done.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Because I still have 3 more squares that I can move.
Don't do that.
Nope.
You have a blasty wizard getting ready to get rid of the blasty stuff.
Move right here, then closer to this guy.
That guy doesn't look happy.
And be done.
Yeah, that's because you see me juking around this way. And as my poison spray sputters out, I give my orb a little shake and thrust it forward, and a big blast of fire squirts out.
Squirts
fire.
I'm going to take that whole description and make it my new ringtone.
That's a long ringtone.
That sounded great. Man, our wizard is juicy.
So, wait. What am I rolling for?
You're not.
You're rolling damage.
True.
Now, is that a flaming hands deal?
Yeah, burning hands.
Burning hands.
6. 9. 9 fire damage on a failed save. Make a dexterity saving throw.
9 fired. Oh. What happens if they save?
Half damage.
Okay. Give me the full thing.
What did that be? 4?
So I know what's going
4
on.
5.
You round down.
Round
I think.
Down.
Round down. 1. Doesn't save.
Whoosh.
2. Saves.
Not
whoosh. 3. Saves.
Whoosh.
Done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Hear their poor little voices screaming.
Thank you!
Neron's getting bitten at. Not bitten.
Bitten upon?
Yes. Chlorophyll to the face.
Oh no, I'm allergic to that.
Oh no,
that one.
Hay fever.
Thank goodness you were wearing your glasses. Face.
Yeah, yes. I know.
And blight. Near me. That wizard looks tasty.
Does he?
Not tasty enough. 8.
No.
All right. Back to the top of the order, Neron.
All right. I'm going to take my rapier
Scary.
And I'll draw it and come down with a swing and then just kind of point at the shrub and be like, get him, Malagog! And just give Malagog advantage on the shrub. Or somebody, whoever goes next.
Whoever attacks.
I go after you.
Oh, okay.
No, Malagog then is probably going to go after that one.
Yep, so then this, well, there's advantage on this one.
Okay.
All right.
If it's a rapier and a scimitar, it could just be a raptor.
Yep. So, there's a buggy type creature and a number six.
There's a couple of shrubs attacking your friends, Veska.
Okay. Who needs to be saved more, though?
Probably one of those three guys over there.
Not me.
I mean, both of us are relatively squishy. This guy has advantage on him, and your AC is decent,
yes.
I guess. Yes.
And can be even decenter.
Right. So, I'd say get the one that's on me.
Okay. Hey, Naron, move your head a little bit.
And start, like, bobbing.
Do a little dance.
Yep.
Yeah. Just like...
Do the duck.
She comes like this with her hand, like to be like, go over there a little bit. And she's going to try, she's going to switch to her longbow, which I guess could just be putting short sword away and grabbing like an arrow.
Yeah. Just stabbing the sword into the ground.
Yeah.
Stabbing the sword into the dwarf.
No.
Here, hold this.
Hold
this. Hold this.
Hold this in your body where it's warm. And try and shoot that thing over the tinkling shoulder.
You have advantage. Do you know what that means?
I get to roll another die?
Yes.
Wow. Awesome. That's 20.
That hits.
Right. Why didn't cover just grant disadvantage?
7 piercing damage.
Deaded! Anything
cool.
else?
That's all I can do.
All right. Malagog!
Hello! Number 6 over there.
Who's bad?
Dance with
That's
6.
That's bad.
All right. I'm going to lumber over to 6. And I'm going to use my special power called Crack Him on a Head. Okay.
Crack Him on a Head.
This is a two-handed strike
but all
with my massive battle hammer. You know what I mean. 4 plus 5 is 9.
No, that's a miss.
Dang.
I just rolled 1, 1, 3, 4.
You're getting better.
Should have did 1, 1, 3, 5.
Why?
That would be the Fibonacci sequence.
Yes.
Oh, math is hard. I missed. That's my turn.
All right.
No. So
1, 1, 2, 3, 5.
All right. Nothing is all right. Nothing will ever be all right again.
Twig's turn. Twigs are all dead. Aldous' turn.
Aldous is just going to run over here. Bloop. Chop him with an axe for 18.
Yes.
And
dead.
9.
Yay.
Chop, chop, chop. You has firewood.
I turn to the imaginary camera and say, remember, kids, a good night's sleep really helps you out in battle.
Who's he talking to?
Don't ask.
It's a religious thing, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
And on that note... Time to close out this episode of Critical Hit.
Sounds good.
Thank you, everybody, for downloading and listening. Tune in next week when we find out if Rodrigo's character shouts again. Yeah, now we got to find the zombies somewhere
about
in this town.
The dwarf coming out of the building behind you?
Blah! There's a dwarf coming out of the building?
I don't know. Let's find out next week.
All right. Podcast at MajorSpoilers.com. MajorSpoilers.com. There's a whole comment section that is just waiting for you to comment. here's the goal.
In 50, that section.
50, po- or not positive, but 50 comments that are not meh or
Worthwhile comments that have more than three words.
50 worthwhile comments. That's your target goal this week, ladies and gentlemen. And we will see you next time on Critical Hit.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.